Good morning, good people. This is Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning, I'm joined in the studio by Mr. Perry Whaley, and he is here to talk to us about vitiligo bond and vitiligo men of action. Welcome, Mr. Whaley.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, share with our listeners who may not know, what is vitiligo?
Most people will recognize vitiligo by way of Michael Jackson. So if I say Michael Jackson, they'll instantly know it's a skin disorder. When you share with people what vitiligo is, it's an autoimmune deficiency, okay? And at this point, there's no medical cure. There are a lot of trials, but no concrete information on vitiligo at this point. So when you open up discussion of vitiligo, no cure, just different thoughts on it. That's all. That's about, at this point in time, no cure.
So how does vitiligo manifest?
Well, for me personally, I can speak on me at this point. 25 years ago, I just had a small scratch on my hand. And from that point on, I went to a dermatologist. They said it was vitiligo. Me, I went all the way with it. I did some research. I didn't know anybody. I only knew one person in my life that had vitiligo, but for me to have it and tell me I had vitiligo, I didn't know what it was. Nobody in my family had it, so when you tell me vitiligo, I don't know what you're talking about. You know, so, but the only reason I did know a little bit because one of my neighbors had vitiligo, so when they said it, I did know what the terminology was.
So the scratch on your hand, mm-hmm. What, I mean, do you know?
No, maybe playing, rubbing against something or anything. I just never paid any mind after that. And then 25 years of progress, this is what you see in front of you. And to answer those questions, I can't, because once they tell you you're diagnosed with vitiligo, that's all you get. You don't get nothing else.
So no support group.
No support group or anything. You get thrown down the street that this is how you're going to look for the rest of your life. And it could advance or it may stay the same. But there is so many different opinions at this point. Nothing concrete. When I started 25 years ago, I reached out to the Vitiligo Research Center in Tyler, Texas, which was the only organization at that time. Okay? Now, mind you, I wasn't born with vitiligo, so I'm trying to get some information. You know, I just went from brown to a little bit of white to a little bit more white, and now I'm almost all white. So it's kind of crazy. So when they sent me the information back, I was thinking, they were going to be a support group. They're a research center. And all they did was send me information and said, read it. And hopefully it helps you out. You know what I'm saying?
Now, this is a disease that mainly impacts the pigment of the skin. Can Europeans get vitiligo?
Well, that is a question that I love to get, because all nationalities acquire vitiligo. Asian, Caucasians, Hispanics, all nationality, but it's most prevalent in African Americans, that because we see it. Now, in other countries, even like Jamaica, Israel, other places, they see it, you know. But here in the United States, it's only really African Americans that people see with it.
And how did it impact your life? You said it started as a scratch on your arm, and now you really are almost white.
Yes, that's right. Well, how it impacted my life. At first, it was a short period of low self-esteem, okay? I had a high self-esteem for all my life when I was all brown. So as this progressed, it kind of threw me off a little bit, you know, meaning it made me unbalanced. I'm not going to get any more women. I'm not going to be able to work, because I'm a car salesman. And these are the things that at my age at the time I was thinking about. So I'm sitting here thinking, boy, you ain't going to make it. No one is going to want to shake your hand as a car salesman. No one is going to want to date you anymore. So then as we progressed with vitiligo and it spread it, my family and friends kind of encouraged me. Oh, man, the only person to worry about is you. And then a woman said, you look nice. And that kind of threw me off a little bit, because I was like, yeah, I do think I look nice. But you just helped me out more than you know. So from that point on, you know, it didn't matter, you know. And then 25 years ago, what I'm doing today, I couldn't have done 25 years ago because it wasn't time. And now it's time.
So you started Vitiligo Bond.
No. A young lady by the name of Natasha McCarthy Pierre started Vitiligo Bond here in Georgia, right? I come from Virginia Beach, Virginia. So I've been tackling this battle from Virginia Beach, Virginia to Atlanta. So when I was at Centennial Park downtown at the Wind Down Wednesday, a young lady came up to me and she said, "You're a very handsome guy." I said, "Come on, all these people out here, and I'm the most handsome guy out here. Give me a break." But she didn't know inside, I know I am the most handsome guy in here. You know what I'm saying? So I'm enjoying it. So, but her daughter happened to have had vitiligo, and she was kind of trying to reach out to me in a kind way. And this is how I met Vitiligo Bond in my journey of vitiligo.
And what is Vitiligo Bond?
Well, Vitiligo Bond is a nonprofit organization that spreads awareness on vitiligo. It tries to empower people to live a balanced life with vitiligo, that where you can love, where you can be you, the true you.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, humans, there it's a diverse group of human beings. Everyone looks different, shaped different, everything is different. So.
Well, I understand that, but at this point, now you're talking about brown skin in college to changing half white, half black, you know what I mean? And dealing with this from a self-esteem perspective and being in front of the public on a regular basis. Right now, ask yourself, could you run for president with vitiligo? I might try, but at this point, most people might say, I don't represent most people. So people look at me all the time. Now I can feel like how I know how it feels to be a celebrity. So you know what I'm saying? I understand how it feels to be a celebrity because everywhere I go, people staring at me. They come up to me, ask me questions while I'm eating. Mommy, why you look like that? And then that opens the floor for me to educate them. That's my gift from God, to educate them.
I love it. So you mentioned Vitiligo Bond and also Vitiligo Men of Action.
Now, it's Vitiligo Man of Action.
Man of Action.
Man of Action. Now, let me tell you how this just come about. Well, we were doing a 30-city tour, which we kicked off right here in Atlanta, Georgia. So we have men, women, and children with vitiligo. No men are really participating. So here in Atlanta, Natasha McCarthy, who is the founder
of Vitiligo,
and I have been working on this for 3 years. So this is not nothing that has just occurred. Now God has blessed us with vision, and people are starting to acknowledge vitiligo. And Vitiligo Man of Action is me. I am a man with vitiligo who has a purpose, who lives with this, who can empower people at this point and share with you, women love me. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, I'm married, but I'm just saying, I'm giving you, I'm in the public eye on a regular basis. You know,
people buy cars from me.
They never get me mixed up with any other salespeople. You know, when I'm in public, if I'm doing something super positive, I win. If I do something super negative, I lose. So far, by the grace of God, he allowed me to be a part of a 30-city tour, which we kicked off right here in Atlanta. We went to Houston. We did New York. And we did the health fairs here with Morehouse School of Medicine. We did it at Congressman Scott's health fair, which is coming up August the 19th. We will be there as well. And I can say it's changed my life to the better.
So it's been a blessing now.
A blessing, true blessing.
For our listeners who may suffer from vitiligo, mm-hmm. they're looking for that place to get support. How can they get involved with Vitiligo Bond?
Well, first of all, I'm going to tell you, just go to, you could Google it. You can go to Facebook and go to Vitiligo Bond, or you can go to vitiligobond.org. You can go to Facebook and go to Vitiligo Man of Action. You can also go to Facebook and say Perry Whaley. You can reach me personally, which I love for people to do. And those are the easiest ways to connect. If you just Google Vitiligo Bond, it's going to come up. It's going to come up.
And for people who they've just gotten this diagnosis, they've gotten that scratch,
mm-hmm.
what do you say to those folks?
I say to you, after you are diagnosed with it, then you call me. I'm serious. Literally go to Facebook, go to Vitiligo Bond, or call me personally. I say call me personally. Even on my webpage, I do my number. I say call me because you're going to need that support because it's going to transform. It's going to transform. So it's going to change your life. It's going to change your look. And can everybody deal with that?
Well, you know, we even have models now.
I know.
With vitiligo.
Yeah, Winnie Harlow. Mm-hmm. I have friends in my organization. We did, Congressman Hank Johnson is a very good friend of mine who put the bill in Congress for vitiligo to be observed in October the 17th. So it's in legislation, and as soon as that drops, it's going to be tremendous.
So we might get a national awareness.
We're going to get it. Ain't no if.
Okay.
It's coming. But yeah, that's going to be a national awareness month. And right now in June, they celebrate it because that's when Michael Jackson died. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? So he had the, like, so everybody kind of jumped on that bandwagon. And right now we're doing a tour of different cities. It was in Washington, D.C., the first Vitiligo Awareness Conference. This year was in Detroit. Next year it'll be in Boston. And I've never seen that many people with vitiligo. You know what I'm saying? So it gives people an opportunity to take off the makeup, be the true you. The tour was considered the Be the True You 30-city tour. So we took it to Houston. We were on Fox 5 News where they saw all this. And, I mean, we just been doing it.
So vitiligo and proud.
Vitiligo and proud.
I love that.
Say it loud. Vitiligo and I'm proud.
I love it, Perry Whaley. And I honestly, I cannot imagine you with low self-esteem or lack of confidence because it oozes out of you. And I think this is a great conversation for us to have because, again, as you mentioned, this is something in our community. You see it, whether other communities suffer, but you don't see it as much.
Well, I do promise you this thing. I know we're getting ready to close up, but I promise you, after the national bill kicks in, people are going to come up from out all across the country. Also, Vitiligo Bond is a national organization. We are a national organization, and we're right here in Atlanta, Georgia. So if you want to reach out, I'm going to give you my number to reach me, 678-755-3525. Or you can just reach us on Facebook, Vitiligo Bond or Vitiligo Men of Action. You can go to that and you can reach us.
I love it. Thank you so much for what you're doing.
Thank you for having me.